you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you today by Adam and Eve. Just go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off of just about any item when you type in the promo code HEALTH. That's H-E-L-T-H, health, at adamandeve.com. Once again, welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and it is that time of year again. Well, first off, it's fall, which is my favorite season of the year. Summer is hot. I live in Northern California now in the Sacramento area, and it is way hotter than I'm used to. Winter is cold, and even though, you know, I grew up in Montana, so very cold. And it's not really that cold here, but it's cold and gray and rainy. And spring tends to be muddy. I love spring because everything is changing and the sun starts shining more and the flowers come out. But fall is my favorite. Fall is when it's still a little warm from summer, but the evenings are starting to get that cool, crisp feeling to it, and then overnight it gets cold. It just is the perfect time of year for me, and the leaves start to change. I love watching the leaves change. I love those amazing colors that we get with nature in the fall, just from the oranges and the golds to that amazing fuchsia color. It's just beautiful, and I love that. It's also that time of year again where we have to set our clocks. Daylight savings time is coming to an end. That is this weekend. So it's technically 2 a.m. Sunday morning. But if you're like a lot of people, myself included, you set your clocks before you go to bed on Saturday night so that you aren't either late or early Sunday morning. And can I just say, I mean, I do usually 95% of the time remember to set my clocks the night before, but I use the alarm function on my cell phone also, and I love that I don't have to worry about changing my cell phone because it does it for me. It, you know, it's all programmed in there to know the dates for when daylight savings time begins and ends, which I very much appreciate. So I do set my clocks ahead or behind in the night before when I remember, which is most of the time, thankfully. But we are falling back. You know, you spring forward in the spring and you fall back in the fall. Makes it easier to remember. So in theory, we gain an hour because, you know, you're going to bed at 10 o'clock and you have to set the clocks and suddenly, bam, woo, 9 o'clock. Isn't that awesome? But do we really feel that hour? Does it actually give us an extra hour of sleep? Well, that is debatable because, of course, your body still says it's 10 o'clock. And so, and then your body's going to say it's the corresponding time in the morning. So the time changes can really affect your circadian rhythms. And your circadian rhythms are those sleep patterns. We all need healthy sleep patterns, right? We need to have regular sleep. We need to have enough hours of sleep. We need to have enough time in REM sleep to wake up feeling refreshed and invigorated in the morning. And we live in a society where most of us don't get enough sleep on a regular basis. It's just a fact. So the time change can really mess with us. And we might not think of it that way as adults. We know that the time change definitely messes with children, right? Because they don't tell time. So their bodies are automatically adjusted to a certain schedule. And unless you start several weeks out, some parents are really good about that and very organized. And some parents, I can imagine myself being one of them, would just remember like the night before, oh shoot, it's daylight savings time ending or beginning tomorrow, and I haven't done anything to prepare the kiddo. So their bodies have their own clocks. They can't tell time often, depending on their age. And so they fight it. They just have, they struggle, and then the parents struggle. And, you know, that's another thing that will affect your sleep if you are a parent, when your child isn't sleeping well. I remember as a kid, when daylight savings time would start in the summer, I had an 8 o'clock bedtime as a small child, and the sun was still out, and it drove me crazy when we set the clocks forward in the spring, because it seemed completely unfair that I had to go to bed when the sun was still shining. Why? What is that? And as I mentioned, I grew up in Montana, and the days are really long in the summer. So at the very peak of summer, you know, when you're at the solstice and you have the day, the longest day, it can stay light until almost 11. So that's wonderful, except when you are in school and it's 8 o'clock and the sun is still shining and your mom tells you you have to go to bed and you think that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard. At any rate, now that I'm an adult, I notice that the time changes are harder than I remember them being earlier in life, right? And it takes me usually a couple of weeks to adjust. You wouldn't think an hour here or there would make that much difference, but it actually does. And there are studies that have been done on what the time changes can do to our bodies and how they can affect our health. And so we're going to talk about some of those effects that the changes have on our bodies and our health. Maybe look at a few ways that we can compensate for the time change. So as I said, you know, we live in a society that does not get enough sleep anyway. And according to one study that was published in the Sleep Medicine Reviews Journal, there's actually little evidence to suggest that we actually get extra sleep, that, you know, that fallback, that extra hour that we think we're getting on that first night. It says you're more likely to toss and turn, to rise earlier, or to experience an overall feeling of sleepiness and perhaps sleeplessness for the next week as your body adjusts to the new schedule. So that kind of stinks, but also isn't surprising, because from my own experience, I can feel it in my body for about a week after the time change. So our circadian rhythms are set, and they're, you know, once you get into a rhythm, it's kind of hard to just pull your body out of that. So just because, like I said, with the children, our bodies don't necessarily tell time. You know, our brains can look at the clock and tell time, but that doesn't mean our circadian rhythm is going to get on board and fall into line with that time change. So there are some things that you can do when your body is, you know, out of whack and your routine is off schedule because of the time change, unless, of course, you live somewhere where they don't do the time change. And in that case, you're good. You don't have to worry about any of this. But there are a few things that you can do during the time change. And these are actually pretty good tips, regardless of time change or not. For one, is one thing is to adjust your indoor lighting. And regardless of whether you change the time, this time of year starts to get darker, right? The days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer, and we have a lot more darkness in our lives. Depending on where you live, that can be more or less, just depending on exactly what I said, where you live and what that schedule looks like. But the days get shorter everywhere, at least, you know, where we live in the Northern Hemisphere. So what we need is regular exposure to light and darkness, because that can help affect our circadian rhythm. So what you want to do as the days start getting shorter and twilight starts coming earlier is to play around with the lights in your house. Maybe you have some dimmers, maybe you have some timers, but you want to play around with the lighting in your house to make those adjustments to get more light as the days get shorter and things get darker earlier. So one researcher from Johns Hopkins University says that our biological clock, which is fed by exposure to light, will drift earlier. And the simple way to counteract that drift is to get light exposure in the evening. So if you're exposing yourself to more light, then that's going to help your circadian rhythm adjust. And I have to say that my husband would find this vastly affirming in his own theories, because he's always accusing me of never turning on enough lights. I don't know. I guess I just don't ever think about it. It's not like I intentionally sit in a dark house, but I guess I don't always think about it. He's always turning lights on. I'm always turning lights off. So I guess I'm going to have to get more onto his schedule of turning lights on this time of year to try to help my body adjust to that rhythm, especially at night when it's darker and, you know, just turn on some more lights, adjust the dimmers, as it says, to see, you know, how you can, what makes you feel better, what level of light gets you to that stage. So if you're not working 9 to 5, and how many of us aren't, I mean, some of, you know, actually, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people don't work a regular 9 to 5, but if you aren't on a regular specific work schedule, then one doctor says it's best to just go with the shift. You know, when your body is tired, go with it and it's going to adjust naturally. But probably a lot of us don't have that luxury, because we do have to get up at a certain time in order to make it to work and do all that fun stuff that pays the bills, right? So we are going to take our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be talking more about some of these tips to help adjust to the time change. We're also going to look at some of the health factors that can be affected by these time changes. So stay tuned, and we will be right back with the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. The days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer, and are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or an adult movie? Well, here's an offer that you won't be able to resist. Just go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. That's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you will also receive 3 free adult DVDs for that little extra inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual that I'm not going to mention it here on this podcast. I can't do it. But to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. No, they are not kidding. Just check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. You'll get 50% off of one item when you type in health, that's H-E-A-L-T-H, for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you're going to get that 50% off that one item, those 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use that code HEALTH, H-E-A-L-T-H, at adamandeve.com. That's health at adamandeve.com. Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are talking today about the time change that is happening this weekend and things that you can do to help feel a little better during that time, because as I mentioned, our circadian rhythm is kind of disrupted during that, not kind of, it is disrupted during these time changes. And so the first tip that was given was to adjust your lighting. Get more light in your house. Adjust the dimmer switches if you have them. Adjust the timers on your lights. Figure out what makes you feel the best. And what I really like about these tips that we're talking about today is that they are helping you adjust after the time change. It's not something that you have to remember to do before the time change happens, because not everybody, myself included, remembers to do those things ahead of time. Now, lots of people are, you know, kind of more aware of these of things on the calendar and put things into place ahead of time. And then there are some people that look at the calendar and say, oh, shoot, it's the time change weekend. And then there's, you know, some people that wake up Sunday morning and wonder why they are late to everything, or why their household clocks do not agree with what their phone says. We're all different, and that's cool. But what I like about these tips is that they are for helping you adjust after the time change. So first one was to adjust your indoor lighting. The second one is to get outside. And really, getting outside is so good for your health in so many ways, not just to adjust to the time change, right? Getting a little bit of that sunshine, getting some fresh air, just getting out and moving around and doing something different that's not being cooped up inside. Now, getting outside can be a little difficult depending on where you live. A lot of places already have snow. My hometown got several inches this weekend, and so that makes it a little harder to get out this time of year. But get outside whenever you can. You know, I mean, if you live in snow, sometimes you have to go out and scrape off that car or shovel the walks or do whatever. Especially get out on those sunny days. Get out, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes, and soak up some of that vitamin D. A little bit of sunshine can go a long way in helping to adjust your body to this time change, but also to, you know, some of those seasonal affective disorders that can affect many of us during the winter months, especially if you live in a place that is very, very overcast. So get outside. That's going to help you to adjust to that time change. That's going to help your body feel better in general. And when your body feels better in general, of course, you are going to be able to sleep better. You're going to readjust those circadian rhythms in a more timely fashion. Of course, if you're going out in the sunshine, don't forget your SPF, okay? Don't go out and get sunburned just because you're trying to readjust your circadian rhythms, okay? Please. Tip number three is to practice a daily morning and evening ritual. This will help keep your body on a schedule. Even though your schedule is about to change with that time change, having a morning and an evening schedule can help you to fix that. So one doctor says that you can get your body clock back on track and keep it regular by planning out exactly what you'll do the hour you rise and the hour or two before bed. So rather than just waking up in the morning and not having a plan, or just waking up in the morning and jumping into the shower and getting ready for work or whatever it is that you do, plan out exactly what you're going to do. And maybe that is getting up and jumping into the shower, or maybe it's readjusting your schedule so that you have a little bit of time in the morning to, if it's not exercise, maybe read, maybe meditate, maybe just take a few moments for yourself, and then figure out what the last 2 hours before you go to bed are going to look like. When we do this, we're much more likely to have a regular sleep pattern, and our bodies will adjust to that new schedule. So I like that one because it gives us, you know, something to plan for, something to schedule. If you are a person that likes, you know, if you like to make lists or if you like to schedule out your days, this is the perfect one. Number four, sweat at the same time. So especially the week after the clock change, make sure that you are working out at the same time. So roughly the same time each day. Don't do it, you know, in the morning one day and at night the next day. And of course, sometimes our schedules make us work out at certain times. We have to fit it in where we can, right? But if you can, at least this first week after the time change, make sure you are working out at the same time each day. And that's really going to help you reset your body. And in fact, research that was published in Mental Health and Physical Activity confirms that doing 150 minutes of moderate or vigorous exercise a week boosted individuals' sleep quality by an impressive 65%. So just as those morning and evening rituals will do, a daily exercise habit will help you readjust faster too. And 150 minutes sounds like a lot when you say it in a chunk, right? But divided by seven, that is 20 minutes a day, a little over 20 minutes a day. And that's fairly doable. Maybe sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but, you know, and it doesn't have to be run, go to the gym and do a 3-hour workout with cardio and weight training. You know, get in 20 minutes of yoga, get in 20 minutes of stretching, get in 20 minutes of walking, whatever it does, as long as it makes you feel good, as long as it gets your body engaged in something else besides, you know, inactivity, it's going to be good for your body. Number five is take a cat nap. And short, well-timed naps have been proven, 20 to 30 minutes ideally, to really leave you more refreshed. Sometimes we just need that little bit of a reset button, especially the week after when we're still adjusting. So if you can find the time to take a 20-minute nap, do it. Maybe you're, you know, if you're married and you have kids, maybe your partner will help out and, you know, you can switch off. Your partner will take the kids for a while. You'll take the 20-minute nap. You'll take the kids. Let your partner take the 20-minute nap. Figure out ways, you know, if you're feeling just really exhausted. You want to get that sleep in somewhere. And so but you don't want to make it too long, right? You don't want a giant 4-hour nap or something, because you don't want to get that first deep sleep during the day. You want to get that first deep sleep during the night. If you get it during the day, it's going to leave you more grouchy, more irritable, even with that supposed extra hour that we're getting with the time change. So cat naps doesn't necessarily have to be with a cat, right? So there you go. 5 tips for dealing with the time change. 5 tips to kind of help your body to readjust. And hopefully these will give you some ideas. These aren't, of course, cut in stone. You don't have to do these exactly. Your body is going to tell you what it needs. And so one of the best things that I can tell you to do is to listen to your body. And if it's telling you to do something, do your very best to give it what it needs. We spend so much time being so busy, and there are valid reasons for that sometimes, but we also have to listen to our bodies, especially when they're telling us that they're tired or when they're telling us that they need some kind of adjustment to make us feel better, because sleep is so important, and sleep affects our physical being, our mental being, and our spiritual being. And all of those things have to work together. Health and wellness isn't just about our physical fitness. It's not just about diet and exercise. It really is physical, mental, and spiritual. And however you do that, physical, mental, and spiritual, you have to find the balance in all three of those in order to be at your peak in terms of healthiness. And when you do find that balance, you'll be amazed at how different you feel, at how much more energy you have, how much your mood improves, all of those things. There is no guaranteed fix for everyone. It's not across the board, right? We all have to find the individual things with our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual health. We have to figure out what works best for our mental health. And especially with mental health, we can't always fix it on our own. So listen to your body and try to give it what it needs. And if that means going to the doctor, please, please, please listen to your body and do what it needs you to do. We are going to take our second break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about health effects that can be caused by the time changes, whether it's the springing forward or the falling back. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are talking about the time change this week. It is that time of year again when we set the clocks back an hour. And that, you know, in theory gives us an extra hour of sleep, which sounds wonderful. Doesn't always work out exactly like that though, right? So we talked a little bit about resetting your circadian rhythm and your sleep patterns after the time change, but there have been a lot of studies done that show that there are some significant health risks in terms of the time change. It looks from what I've been reading that they're more often associated with the time change in the spring when we spring forward and we lose that hour of sleep. You know, we're often so sleep deprived anyway that just taking an hour away, oh look, it's 9 o'clock. Oh wait, no, just set the clocks and now it's 10 o'clock. I just lost an hour when I could have been sleeping. So the health issues tend to be more toward that springtime change. But here's some depressing health facts for you. So lack of sleep, of course, can trigger things like, it's thought that the main cause for the increase of traffic accidents on the Monday following the start of daylight savings time, because people are so tired, right? Mondays are hard enough, and then you've lost an hour of sleep over the weekend. So there's more traffic accidents on the Monday afterwards. There's more workplace injuries on the Monday after daylight savings time starts in the spring. One Swedish study found that the risk of having a heart attack increases in the first 3 weekdays after switching to daylight savings time in the spring. Yikes, right? But that's not all. Heart attack risk is higher, and a 2016 study found that the overall rate for stroke was 8% higher in the 2 days after daylight savings time. Cancer victims were 25% more likely to have a stroke during that time. And people who are 65 and older are 20% more likely to have a stroke. So because of that lost hour, and because our bodies are a little bit messed up, and because strokes and I believe heart attacks most often happen in the morning, that happens, those increase during the time change. So it's just one more reason to be aware of the time change, not just in terms of setting your clocks ahead or back, but also really trying to do things that are going to make your body feel and be healthier during the time change. Another issue with time change is that it can be a depression trigger. So when you lose an hour of sleep in the spring, that is one thing that can trigger your depression. When we set the clocks in the fall, it starts getting darker so much earlier, and that can be a trigger of depression for a lot of people. So that can be, you know, your seasonal affective disorder. The time change can increase those feelings of depression a lot, whether it's the spring or the fall. So be aware of that. If you're someone that is subject to depression, whether it is, you know, mild depression. I don't know. Is there such a thing as really mild depression? But whether you know your level of depression, whether you are managing it with medication or without medication, you know your level of depression. So keep an eye on those feelings. If you're starting to feel more depressed after the time change, pay attention to that. Make an appointment with your doctor if you need to. Get out in that sunshine, adjust your lighting, do whatever you need to elevate your mood and work your way through that depression. Make sure if you are on meds to talk to your doctor and see if you need an adjustment to those meds. You might not, it might be temporary, but always be aware of those. Your mental health is just as important, if not more important, than your physical health. So please, please, please be aware of your mental health. So again, transition tips, as we talked about, you know, adjusting your lighting, adjusting your, time outside. One tip that I read was to make sure you eat a healthy breakfast first thing in the morning. If all of those things happen, you know, if all those health risks are more likely to happen in the morning, then you want to tell your body that you care for it and that it is morning and that you're going to wake it up with something healthy, right? So healthy breakfast can help, and I will admit to you that I am not always great at eating a healthy breakfast. I absolutely believe in breakfast. I even like breakfast. I'm not one of those people that doesn't like breakfast. I wake up in the morning, and that's the time when I feel the least hungry. So I'm likely to just skip breakfast and go on with my day, and I start feeling hungry about 11. Not always the best idea. So anyway, really what I hope you're getting out of this is, hey, time change is coming, reminder. And also, please pay attention to your body, not just during the time change, but we are talking about the time change during this episode. So please pay attention to your body. What is it telling you? Is it telling you that you need to take a 20-minute nap? Is it telling you that you need more light, whether that is natural light by going outside or adjusting the lighting in your house? Is it telling you that you need to adjust your eating habits? Is it telling you that you need to pay attention to your mental health and those possible depression triggers? So pay attention to your body. don't get so busy with everything that you've got going on. And I know there's so much. I know you're sitting there thinking, I've got so much. There's the job and the kids and the spouse and this and that and, you know, the volunteer work. And you've got this giant to-do list that never, ever ends. But that to-do list is going to be there whether you are healthy or not. And you're going to be able to tackle that to-do list so much better if you are healthy. So pay attention to your health. That is my mantra to you as we go through these episodes together. Pay attention to your health, please. I know I'm not anyone that you actually know, but I care about you. And I realize that I'm just speaking to you into, the microphone that is recording this podcast, but I care about you and I care about your health, and I want you to be the best you that you can be. I want you to be the healthiest you that you can be, whatever size, shape, nationality, color, religion, sexual orientation that is. I want you to be the best you that you can be, and I want you to be the healthiest you that you can be. So there you go. That's my podcast mothering moment for the night or the day. I don't even know what time of day it is. That's all the time that we have for this episode. I want to thank you for joining me for the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I hope you will join me again next time. In the meantime, remember that you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere that you have an app for your mobile device, you can download our podcasts. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you on social media. So come find us, follow us, retweet us, whatever it is that you want to do. Again, thank you for joining me. Join me again next time. In the meantime, have a wonderful and healthy week.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.